Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. It is my pleasure to wish all of you a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Wisconsin wouldn't be who we are today without the vast historical and cultural contribution of Indigenous people. That's why, in my first year as governor, I was proud to sign executive orders respecting tribal sovereignty and designating the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. And every year on this day, we celebrate the generations of Indigenous peoples and the rich cultures, languages and traditions of these communities that have rooted here since long before Wisconsin became a state. Since day one, maintaining our government-to-government relationship with Native nations in Wisconsin has been a top priority for my administration. This week, I'm proud to announce I'm signing an executive order to advance on a number of issues around tribal treaty rights and stewardship, including preserving cultural resources and ensuring sustainable food production like wild rice. Wild rice is a culturally significant crop and an important food source to the Native nations of Wisconsin. However, changing ecological conditions are putting tribes' ability to grow, cultivate, and harvest the crop on ceded tribal lands and waters at risk. So we're creating a new Wild Rice Stewardship Council in my administration to help promote the protection of wild rice in Wisconsin and ensure its presence for future generations. And starting next year, this order designates the first week of September as Wild Rice Week, helping to raise awareness for and appreciation of the value of wild rice in our state. But I work to ensure the prosperity, health, and well-being of every kid, family, and community, including tribal citizens and communities, is far from over. So today I invite you to join me in honoring our Native nations and the immense history of those who came before us. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, Wisconsin. Thank you and take care.